What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome to New York Liberty Fan TV. It is your boy, Rem. What's up, y'all? What's up? How y'all been? How have y'all been? Let me do this over. What is up, y'all? Welcome to New York Liberty Fan TV. It's your boy, Rem. I hope y'all missed me. I hope y'all missed me as much as I miss y'all. It has been a nothing short of eventful offseason. We've been itching. We've been waiting. We've been patient. But I'm starting to get impatient because, God, I miss the Liberty. I miss the Liberty. I miss all the Liberty fans. I miss being in the Clays, being at the games. I've been to a couple of Nets games this season. I must say the Barclays is just not the same when the New York Liberty are not playing basketball. I'm gonna call a spade a spade. But like I said, it's New York Liberty Fan TV. It has been a minute. First of all, I cannot start the show. I cannot go on and continue the show without saying two things. Thank you twice, but thank you for your support, one, last season. And then next, thank you for your patience. Like, especially after what happened last season, don't think I left y'all high and dry. We all needed a break. We all needed some time. We had to, just like the players on the team, they needed some time. I needed the time. You guys needed the time, whether you knew it or not. But, you know, we had to recalibrate, and we're here. We're going to regroup now, and we definitely are ready for the 2024 WNBA season, and there's a lot to talk about. A lot has happened, but then again, not much has happened, so we'll cover it all real quick. This first episode will be a quick episode, but I do have some great news. I hate to cut it short because we have a lot more work to get done. But New York Liberty Fan TV, we are taking things to the next level this year. And when I say taking things to the next level, my intent is to just step it up each year, each day, each month, each game. Just step up the content, step up the way that we deliver, step up the way that we speak to the fans and engage with you guys, and also just provide the information. Again, this is New York Liberty Fan TV. This is a fan page based solely for the New York Liberty, solely on our love for the best basketball team in NYC. And look, again, I said thank you for your support. Last year it was just so much to fathom. 2023, that was the year that I finally broke into media, it was just right for me to start with the team that I love. And I know that we weren't getting a lot of coverage. We still ain't getting a lot of coverage, but again, I aim to change that. I aim to just do more and play my part and getting the word out about the New York Liberty and how amazing this team is. So we're going to continue to do that with New York Liberty Fan TV. I have great news. I keep saying I have great news, and I haven't dropped it to you guys yet. But, you know, we started last year. We started on X originally. Then we jumped onto IG. And we started dropping the podcast on YouTube and stuff like that, dropping episodes. But now we can say that we are an official podcast, guys. Let's clap it up. We are an official podcast. New York Liberty Fan TV, or NYLFTV, is available on all major streaming platforms. So if you don't want to see me, if you don't want to deal with my face while we're speaking about the Liberty, you can just listen in. You can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to the podcast. But please do. If you do like to tune in and see what we're talking about, we're on YouTube. Follow us. Please subscribe to the channel. Do not forget. All of the support is appreciated, and it will definitely help us continue to provide more and more content. So now, without further ado, we are here. It is New York Liberty Fan TV. It's your boy Rem. I'm here. I miss you guys, but I'm here to talk. We are ready for the 2024 season, but we cannot speak about the 2024 season without talking about 2023, because 2023 was a hell of a year. It was a hell of a year, a hell of a season. The way that these ladies put on for us as fans, and the way that they put on for this city, whether the city wanted to notice it or not, they were the best team in NYC. And I purposely and purposeful, I go around, and I did it recently at the Knicks and Nets game. This is my first time actually doing it for an NBA game, but usually I go around Barclays Center. I go all over the place. This year, we're taking it to another level because we're not just going to be at the stadiums anymore. We will be at your barbershop. We'll be everywhere. But we will ask you the million-dollar question. If you are a New Yorker, we've been asking all New Yorkers, of all the professional teams in NYC, who will be the next team to bring home a chip? And not rightfully so, but a lot of the times, you hear different. You hear Yankees, you hear Knicks, you hear Giants, you hear, and very seldom do you hear Liberty. We only heard Liberty from Liberty fans last year, and to be honest with you. But this year, we've been correcting people and letting them know, like, so you really chose the Knicks, and the New York Liberty was in the finals last year. And everybody's like, oh, yeah. But we're going to continue to do that. And we're going to continue to ask the question, and we're going to continue to end the question by saying, did you not think about the New York Liberty? And while I'm at it, shout out to the New York Wolves. I know that's a different sport. That's football, professional football. But, yeah, let's go. Let's go, all right? Let's go. That's all I got to say to New York Liberty. We got busy last year. But, yeah, 2023 was a hell of a season. We got the Commissioner's Cup chip, very first in New York Liberty history. We sent three All-Stars to the All-Star game. Sabrina, three-point champ, historic performance. We had the Cup MVP. We had the season MVP. And we had our first finals appearance in forever. And now we get ready for the 2024 season. And guys, WNBA free agency is underway, y'all. It is underway. WNBA free agency is underway. And things are starting to get a little bit, like, spicy. They're starting to get spicy. And when I say starting is because WNBA free agency is not like NBA free agency. Basketball, NBA is all year long. And this is what I aim. I aim to, I hope the WNBA can get up to where it's like, we're talking WNBA all year long. And you know, not just casuals. I'm talking about, we're talking WNBA all year long. But, you know, free agency started maybe like a week ago. And, you know, you don't hear much rumblings as much as you would hear from the NBA. Obviously, this is a smaller sample size. And, you know, WNBA is completely different. However, you know, there were a few things that you're like, oh, snap. NECA informing the Los Angeles Sparks that she will not return. NECA, where are you going? Please do not come east. Skylar Diggins is still a free agent. So we'll see. Please do not come east. you know, unless it's to wear seafoam, obviously. Obviously, if it's to wear seafoam. And we know those are far-fetched and those are stretches, but we have to take a look at free agency. Free agency is definitely starting to get spicy, and we have some free agents of our own. And let's start off with Stewie. Let's start off with our MVP. Stewie was cored. She was cored, guys. Her very first time getting cored, which is a surprise to me, but, you know, she's played on talented teams. And she, rightfully so, we cored the MVP. We made sure that we locked in. We will lock in with Stewie, and we'll have the best opportunity to build around Breonna Stewart, which is what we should do. For those who don't know what the core contract is, I'm still learning about the core contract. I'll be 100% with you. I didn't know much about the core contract. And then I read an article. I forgot who I read the article from, so I can't quote you. I'm sorry. But the way that they explained the core contract was just like the franchise tag in NFL, and that kind of helped me explain, you know, get a better understanding of things. But to sum it up, the core contract, you're pretty much tagging a player, your best player, and giving them an opportunity to kind of do things with incentive. You're also have the best shot at signing this player, and you're pretty much putting them in a position to not go sign with other teams. I hope I explained that okay, but I promise you I definitely will. I am doing more research on the core contract, and I will get an article out to you guys about the core contract. So with that being said, I said article. As you guys know, I am a writer as well. And another cool thing about New York Liberty Fan TV is we will have news. We will have actual stories dropping on a daily, weekly, you know, just as much as we can. We will definitely keep dishing out as much New York Liberty news to you. So this is one of the stories, Breonna Stewart's court, explaining the court contract. So we'll get into that. But I'm going to tell you what is the most important thing for the New York Liberty this free agency season. It's not who you think. It's not re-signing Stewie. It's re-signing JJ. Jonquel, the Bohemian. Jones, the Beast. JJ, the double-double, the walking double-double. The Bully, the Brooklyn or Broadway Bully, however you want to call it. However you want to call it. JJ is high priority, guys. High priority in the New York Liberty's success. Back in October 2023, I remember Jonathan Cobb, our GM, saying that it was the team's priority to re-sign JJ. And I read something the other day that there's word around that JJ's leaning towards returning to the Liberty. And I think that's the best decision for her and the Liberty to make, because you don't want to just one and done a situation like this. This seems like a really good situation that could definitely grow into something great. So I don't want to see the team give up on this quick. I want to see them put all of their effort into getting JJ back and this team running it back. This team running it back with a few acquisitions. So I just want y'all to know how important JJ is. We could just look back into her playoff performance, her Commissioner's Cup performance, her finals performance, how huge rebounding is. And again, she might have started the season a little bit slow due to injury, also getting acclimated to a new team. That is not something that's an easy feat. And you saw when she got it together, JJ got it together. She is still one of the best bigs in this league. Yes, Asia might be number one, but JJ is not that far behind. What she brings to the table, her strength, her toughness, she even has outside shooting as well. That's not something that we lean on, but she has it if we need it. JJ is one of the best bigs in this game. So I think it's important that we go and we bring our girl JJ back. In other news, I was watching an NBA game the other day, and they had Steph Curry mic'd up. I like what they did with this. I like what they did. Steph Curry mic'd up, and he was talking about our girl Sab. So now let's rewind back to the All-Star game. The WNBA All-Star game, which was, I forget the date, but it was at like 3 o'clock, a horrible time. Sabrina Ionescu, she broke history. A historic performance where she just smashed records. I think she dropped 47 on three-pointers made, something that's never been done in the men's and women's game. And, you know, there was a little bit of shock. Steph Curry's like, damn, yo, we might need to have a shootout. I remember the tweet, and she's like, let's go. Let's get it done. Fast forward, Steph Curry's in shootouts. He's talking to a teammate who happens to also, represented by Sabrina Ionescu's agent. And Steph pretty much goes like, "Yo, we might need to make this happen. We might need to make this happen." And Sabrina gets on Twitter and she's like, "Yeah, I'm ready." And guys, is it possible that the NBA is cooking up a three-point shootout, a crossover three-point shootout with Stephen Curry versus Sabrina Ionescu? That would be amazing, guys. That would be so amazing to see these two prolific shooters duke it out. I'm amazed by this. I think this brings up the ratings not only of the NBA, the All-Star game, but this also helps the WNBA out. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me what you guys think about this, because I think this would be amazing. And who do you think wins? Yes, Sabrina's shooting with a WNBA ball and Steph is shooting with an NBA ball. And that's how it is. They're professionals and they're shooting with the rock that they've been practicing with all their lives, pretty much. And I'm pretty sure Sabrina can shoot. She can sling a men's ball too, just as well as Steph could probably do the same too. So it's no tripping. Basketball is basketball, guys. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm looking forward to that. If you think an All-Star game three-point shootout between Steph and Sabrina is going down, let me know your thoughts. I'm going to close this out real quick. Like I told you, this is a quick episode. a quick first episode. This, we're just getting things started. I really just wanted to get hop on and let y'all know, like, yo, we available on audio and on the streaming podcast platforms that y'all all listen to podcasts on. And we have a website now, www.nylftv.com. That is why this episode is going down. But I'm like, while I'm here, might as well, you know, just run through a few things briefly. Yo, speaking of Sabrina, a lot of NBA players and NBA referees are wearing SABs, man. Clap it up, y'all. Clap it up. We love the continued support. We love the continued support. If I could reach to them, I would get my SABs and put them up on camera and shout them out. But they're all over now. The Sabrinas are all over. I want to see how people are going to fix their mouths up to hate on this one. But I love to see the support that the NBA players and the referees are giving to these sneakers. It's huge. It's great for women's sports. And I think it opens up doors for other women's athletes to get these opportunities in their own signature shoes, especially with a Nike or anything else. So we'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes. But congratulations, Sabrina. Before I close this out, the New York Liberty had their winter party on January 24th last week for season ticket holders. It was nice to see them. It was nice to see them online. I was not there. I was not in attendance, but it was nice to see that the team is getting things going and, you know, just getting engagement early because the season, we're going to blink and the season's here pretty much in February. March, we'll see a lot of signings around the WNBA, but we're going to blink and the season will be here. The countdown is on the website, so please do check us out. Again, this is New York Liberty Fan TV. I'm your boy, Rem, our first official audio episode as well. So shout out to y'all. Thank you so much for your support. It's your boy, Rem, New York Liberty Fan TV. Peace.